Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, and joining me, as always, is my co-host Jordan. Today, we're diving into Cigna Group's first quarter 2026 earnings call, and wow, there's a lot to unpack here, including some major leadership changes and strategic pivots. But before we jump in, I need to share an important disclaimer. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Alex. And speaking of major changes, this earnings call was pretty historic. It was CEO David Cordani's final quarterly call after 17 years leading the company, but the numbers certainly gave him a strong send-off.
Absolutely. So let's start with the headline numbers. Cigna reported first quarter revenue of $68.5 billion and adjusted EPS of $7.79. That EPS represents 16% year-over-year growth, which is pretty impressive. And based on this strong performance, they raised their full-year 2026 EPS guidance to at least $30.35.
What's interesting is that both of their main segments, Evernorth and Cigna Healthcare, performed above internal expectations. Evernorth earnings were slightly ahead, while Cigna Healthcare really exceeded expectations with 18% earnings growth year over year. The medical care ratio came in at 79.8%, which was better than their guidance of slightly below 81%.
Now, Jordan, there were some significant strategic announcements that I think investors need to pay attention to. Can you walk us through those?
Sure thing. Cigna made two big portfolio moves. First, they're planning to exit the individual exchange business at the end of 2026. This isn't a huge surprise. It's been a small and shrinking business for them. CEO-elect Brian Evanko said they couldn't see a clear path to scale it meaningfully within Cigna's overall size. The second move is potentially bigger. They announced a strategic review for EviCore, which handles prior authorization services for multiple health plans. This seems to be driven by the industry's progress on standardizing and automating prior authorization processes.
And these moves really fit into their broader strategy of portfolio shaping, right? They're focusing resources on their three core growth platforms.
Exactly. Evanko outlined those three platforms clearly: specialty and care services, which represents about 35% of company income and is growing 8 to 12% annually. Pharmacy benefit services at about 25% of income, and Cigna Healthcare at 40% of income. They're essentially doubling down on what's working and shedding what isn't.
Let's talk about that specialty business because it really shone this quarter. Specialty and care services earnings grew 20% to $1.1 billion. What's driving that?
Three main factors. First, solid specialty volume growth across the board. Second, and this is interesting, continued adoption of biosimilars and specialty generics. These deliver savings to patients while actually improving margins for Cigna. Third, they're getting contributions from their investment in Shields Health Solutions, which they made late last year. David Cordani specifically highlighted how they're using AI to improve biosimilar conversions. For drugs like Humira and Stelara, they're offering $0 out-of-pocket cost to patients while using AI to identify personalized conversion strategies. It's a win-win. Lower costs, higher patient satisfaction, and better margins.
That ties into something Brian Evanko emphasized about the future, this focus on AI and data analytics. He's clearly putting his stamp on the company's direction.
Right. When he takes over as CEO in July, Evanko outlined three areas of intensification: better use of data and AI for personalized care, driving toward more affordable care options, and shifting upstream into preventive care. He gave some concrete examples, like AI helping reduce customer service calls by 20 to 25%, and predictive models that identify high-cost patients earlier, saving about $2,000 per member per year.
Now, we should talk about their big pharmacy transformation, this signature rebate-free model. This seems like a major bet on changing how pharmacy benefits work.
This is huge, Alex. The traditional pharmacy benefit model relies on rebates from drug manufacturers, but Cigna is moving to a completely transparent, rebate-free model starting in 2028. Their signature model guarantees patients the lowest possible out-of-pocket costs, 30% lower than current brand drug prices with full transparency. They expect at least 50% of their pharmacy benefit members to be in this new model by end of 2028. During the Q&A, Ivanko mentioned they're seeing strong early interest from clients, with retention rates in the mid-90s and some key new business wins already secured.
That's a pretty bold move in a market where transparency isn't exactly the norm. How did the market react to all this?
Well, looking at the Q&A, analysts were clearly focused on the strategic changes and the leadership transition. There were detailed questions about biosimilar adoption, the impact of portfolio reshaping, and how the new pharmacy model will roll out. The management team seemed confident about execution, especially Ivanko, as he prepares to take the reins. One thing that stood out was their discussion of GLP-1 drugs. They have about 12 million enrollees in their weight management programs, with coverage rates around 50% for larger employers, but only 20% for smaller ones. The ongoing tension between employee demand and employer affordability for these expensive drugs is something they're actively managing.
So, looking ahead, what should investors be watching?
A few key things. First, the success of that signature pharmacy model rollout. That's a multi-billion-dollar bet on transforming how pharmacy benefits work. Second, continued growth in the specialty business, particularly as more biosimilars come to market. Third, how well they execute the leadership transition and whether Ivanko can deliver on his vision of becoming the clear leader in consumer-focused and AI-enabled health services. They're also hosting an investor day in September, which should provide more detail on their strategy for each business segment.
Any final thoughts on the quarter overall?
This feels like a company in transition, but from a position of strength. The financial results were solid across the board. They're making bold strategic moves, and they have a clear vision for the future. The leadership change adds some uncertainty, but Ivanko has been with the company for nearly 3 decades and seems well prepared. The big question is execution. Can they successfully transform their pharmacy business while continuing to grow specialty services and maintain their health plan performance? The early signs look promising.
Great analysis, Jordan. Before we wrap up, I want to remind our listeners that everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.
Absolutely. And that's a wrap on Cigna's first quarter 2026 earnings. Thanks for listening to Beta Finch. We'll be back next time with another AI-powered earnings breakdown.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.